This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, jeez. Everyone all set? Got? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for joining us in class today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen lines up and running, 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very well. Gwyneth, I've got a quick announcement before we get into the meat of today's broadcast. Class, tonight I have been invited to be the guest co-host for the National Intel Report on republicbroadcasting.org, from 6 to 8 p.m. Central Time. And we're going to be talking about tips and things, the way I do things here at the farm, the way we live, tips that all of you can use. And these are not just apocalyptic or post-apocalyptic tips. These are ways of living frugally, doing things better, cheaper, faster, smarter, tips that many of you can use. I've got about 100 different items that we can be talking about. And if you'd like to call us, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got a better way of doing it, we're all ears. So that's tonight on republicbroadcasting.org from 6 to 8 p.m. Central Time. And Steve Elkins and I will be co-hosting for the widely known John Stadtmiller, the National Intel Report. Gwyneth, there's a term in finance that is a very interesting term and concept. It's called random walk. Random, first word, second word, walk, W-A-L-K. And what it means is everything can be going along just fine, and all of a sudden, something happens that is a massive disruptor. So, for example, everything was running fine until there was an assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan. And the markets reacted violently, and so forth. So, things can happen that no one is expecting. And boom, it happens. And everything can be turned upside down. Another kind of random walk event was the meltdown of multiple reactors in Fukushima, Japan. It's had a worldwide impact, turned everything upside down very, very quickly. We had fires in California. Everything was fine all of a sudden. Now, some people knew that this was going to happen, but for the vast majority of people, they didn't know that there were going to be these massive fires in California. Paradise, California. Earthquakes, eruptions, violent weather changes. All of a sudden, bang, something happens, or a plane crash that has some important people on it. Those kinds of things. Well, the thing that we need to keep in mind when considering preparedness is random walk. And random walk can be anything at any time that's disruptive, unexpected, generally unexpected. So, you sent me an email about something that's happening in Australia, protests. So everything's running fine, and all of a sudden, bang, protests. Can you tell us more about what's happening?
Yeah. In Melbourne, yesterday and also today, that would be Tuesday and Wednesday, because we've already had our Wednesday, of course, you know, a group of 100 protesters appeared in Melbourne around about, in the CBD of Melbourne, that's right in the city centre, and they just started walking into the middle of intersections and walking into tram tracks, because we still have trams in Melbourne. These are like light rail cars that, you know, go along the middle of the road on rails, and they can be 20 tons. They can be over 20 tons, easily 25 tons when they're fully laden. And now, these protesters, they're crazy. They claim that they are protesting climate change. Okay, that's the point of what they're doing. But they're doing it in such a deranged way that they are just showing up and sitting in the middle of intersections to obstruct the traffic. And Australians are generally quite polite people. If they see somebody sitting in the middle of the road, they're not just going to run them over if they can help it, usually. And, you know, they're taking advantage of this, and they're just doing massive sit-ins in the middle of major intersections. They're not moving. And the police have had to come in and, you know, drag them off. And they've not wanted to move. There's been photos emerge of, you know, guys getting their faces ground into the pavement with, you know, half a dozen policemen sitting on top of them and this sort of thing. And, you know, it's just disrupting the whole of life in the middle of Melbourne at the moment. And, you know, it's just something that was obviously organised. But these people, they're just, I would definitely describe it as a random walk moment. Because, I mean, you know, the tram driver doesn't know what's going on. Trams all run on electricity anyway. And, you know, but there's some, he's just, you know, minding his own business, driving his tram. And there's somebody who randomly walks out in the front of the tram. And so he has to screech on the brakes and bring this 20-ton, 25-ton, 30-ton vehicle to a screeching halt. You know, and they have the trams in Melbourne, they still have a bell. So they go, ding, ding. It's a very loud and distinctive bell noise. You know, that's absolutely going to ruin his day. It's, you know, these people don't realise they could get killed sitting in front of just walking onto a tram track and deciding that they're going to have a sit-in in the middle of a tram track. How crazy is that? And it's all to protest, you know, carbon dioxide, which is something that's not even a problem anyway. Because, you know, I put it like this. Back in the day, when the dinosaurs were walking around the Earth had something like 40% carbon dioxide in its atmosphere, and the whole planet was one big, lush, tropical rainforest with an absolutely perfect climate, you know. And carbon dioxide is half of the respiration cycle. So if they want to reduce their carbon emissions to zero, which is what they're saying, there's only one way that they can possibly do that, and that's if they stop breathing. Because humans breathe in oxygen and they breathe out carbon dioxide. And then the trees breathe in the carbon dioxide and then they breathe out oxygen. That's how the respiration cycle works. Which is what every, you know, grade 8 student learns in a science class. But somehow these people seem to have missed that lesson. And Vincent, it's just, it's insane. And it's not even like that they're protesting anything that really matters. You know, but this is completely made up. The whole thing is just to you know, have justification for the Vatican to put in place an indulgences type tax scam so that we can all get taxed for the sin of breathing. Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. I know I always say it does that make sense, but this doesn't make sense. The world's absolutely going crazy, Vincent.
Well, I have to agree with you that the world is going crazy on so many levels, and this is just one level. But I've got to tell you, I do support protesters in waking people up. Now, I'm not saying every protest, but generally speaking, when things are going awry and a correction is necessary, a protest to bring light to the subject, I think, is really important. For example, our black friends are just sick and tired of being shot and beat up. Now, of course, blacks commit crimes and others do as well. However, when innocent people are being shot, I think it's great that there are protests bringing that to light. I really do. And I have a feeling that I differ with many people on climate change. I believe, Gwyneth, that climate change is absolutely, positively real. And I don't believe, and many of our instructors would probably take exception to this, but I don't believe for a second that man is not part of the equation. I don't believe it. I don't believe that you can build houses with black roofs and not have the black roofs attract the heat of the sun and raise the temperature of a city. I don't believe that. I believe that it does. I believe that all the vehicles running around, almost many of them pointlessly, for jobs, people going to jobs that are not necessary, like washing each other's clothing, cleaning each other's houses, flipping each other's hamburgers, making each other's appointments, not really all that important in the scheme of things. And so going on vacations, you know, hey, we haven't been on a vacation in a couple of weeks. Let's get in a jet and fly and drill holes through the atmosphere. I think that's needless. I think it's unnecessary. And I think it's frivolous, careless, reckless. And I object to it. I object to people just hopping on a plane just because they can afford it. Wasting the fuel, generating the heat, drilling holes through the atmosphere. I really object to it. I don't do that. And I think that the resources of the earth should be conserved. I think that we should be careful with what we do, like radiation for generation of electricity. I think that's crazy. So there's a lot of things that we have done. We have destroyed the rainforest. We are cutting up timber to beat the band because people want disposable furniture rather than long-term furniture. We build houses, not like yours, not like ours, but we build houses that are temporary. What am I talking about? I'm talking about trailer homes that last, maybe 30 years. I'm talking about vinyl-sided homes where the siding lasts about 20 years. So those are disposable houses. So instead of making houses that are planned, that will last a long time, no, we don't do that. We make disposable houses, we make disposable products, and we waste so much energy. We fill up landfills so quickly and the climate is changing, in my opinion. In the last week, we have gone 50 degrees from 95 to 44 in a week. That's Fahrenheit.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So just to finish up, I think protesting in the streets is not the very best idea. Breaking store windows, independent store owners, I don't think that's the best idea. Now, visiting the governor's house, visiting the mayor's house, home, senator's home, parliament's homes, visiting the spy tyrant's homes, I'm talking about, you know, go say hi to Mark Zuckerberg, that'd be kind of a nice thing, Tim Cook, people like that, go visiting, saying hello to them, you know, bring all your friends with you and, you know, meet and greet and say, you know, just we're in the neighborhood and it's like all 7,000 of us just want to say hi while we're here. You know, that'd be kind of an interesting thing. You know.
I think that's a jolly fine idea. Actually, I want to clarify. I'm not against protesting. I've actually got a photograph of myself when I was about 9 years old, and I'm holding up a protest banner. And the whole reason why I did, there's two reasons why I ended up doing an environmental science degree. One of them was that I found out, I was interested in anatomy, but I found out that the anatomy students were disrespecting the corpses. And I'm really, I grew up amongst the Maori people in New Zealand, and I'm really superstitious about disrespecting corpses. And so I didn't want to have anything to do with that after I found out about that. But the other reason was I really do care about the natural environment. And human-induced climate change is definitely a problem, but it's not being caused by CO2 emissions. It's being caused
I agree with that.
Planes that are flying overhead, and they are spraying our skies with aluminium dioxide. And aluminium dioxide sucks the moisture out of the air, and it destroys the humidity levels of the atmosphere. And you could have a massive storm system wanting to come across, and some chemtrailing evil person flies across with their plane, and they spray the stuff out of their exhaust, apparently. Apparently it's an exhaust additive, I've heard. And it's aluminium dioxide. And it sucks the moisture out of the air to such an extent that that storm will never, ever, ever even drop one little drop of rain. And that's definitely a big problem. You don't hear a peep from these people about the cell phone towers. I'm talking about the blue-haired beluga whales that participate in these carbon dioxide protests. They never protest about the cell phone towers. They never protest about, anything like chemtrail spraying. They never protest about anything like the old-growth rainforest destruction. There is a group of environmental activists who are protesting old-growth rainforest destruction. And that is an issue that I feel very, very strongly about. I think that it's an absolute crime to have a tree that has been growing in one place for 500 years, and in half an hour, one guy with a chainsaw comes along and kills it. A 500-year-old tree. That is an absolute crime. And often, the trees are just left lying in the middle of the forest. They're not even collected, and the wood of them is not even used. That is what is happening in Victoria at the moment, you know. And a lot of it is that there's been a group of protesters who have been going up into the old-growth forest protesting, and they camp up in the old-growth forest, and they chain themselves to trees. And I actually agree with these people, you know, who do these types of protests. But they really do put their lives on the line, because these loggers are not happy with having their livelihood disrupted. They're getting paid to cut down these 501,000-year-old trees and whatever. And, you know, they will go and they will destroy these protesters' camps in the middle of the night with their logging machinery.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the sort of protest I agree with.
Yeah. Let's talk more about this when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly a million people in California have been getting messages like this by phone.
Due to an elevated wildfire risk, Southern California Edison is monitoring conditions closely and may initiate preventative power shutoffs in your area.
And in fact, that and other utilities have shut off more than a half million homes and businesses in Northern California so far. That's because of concerns about strong Santa Ana winds, which could bring down power lines and power poles, causing fires in the dry conditions. The White House refusing to cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the White House counsel is calling the investigation constitutionally invalid because the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Two people fatally shot at a German synagogue this morning on Yom Kippur. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you mentioned aluminum and the spraying of aluminum in the air. And aluminum dioxide. Well, let's talk about aluminum, aluminum powder, aluminum dust. Aluminum does not rust per se. Rust only refers to iron and steel corrosion. But aluminum is really extremely prone to corrosion. So when aluminum corrodes, we can say it's like rust. But when aluminum corrodes, it becomes aluminum oxide. And aluminum oxide is a material that's used in, we'll call it, sandpaper. It's actually aluminum oxide paper. There's carborundum, there's aluminum oxide, and there's sandpaper. So what happens is companies that manufacture these abrasive sheets will take aluminum oxide, mechanically adhere it to a paper or a cloth backing, and that becomes sandpaper, the generic term sandpaper. Well, if aluminum is being sprayed in our skies as a reflective agent to reflect back toward the sun's rays, but it still lands on Earth. And as it goes through the moisture in the atmosphere, it corrodes, and it becomes very abrasive. Now, it lands on our windshields of our vehicles, and it cuts them up. Literally, I don't suggest you try this experiment, but you could if you wanted to, if you wanted to trash a windshield. There are people who have gotten ice and snow on their windshields, and they look around in their vehicle, and they go, how are we going to get this off? So they'll take a soda can, an aluminum soda can, and they will use the bottom of the soda can to scrape off the ice because they don't have a plastic scraper. The aluminum on the bottom of the can has already turned into aluminum oxide, and it will absolutely scratch the windshield because aluminum oxide is harder than glass. So what I'm saying is there are a lot of negative things, effects that happen when aluminum is being sprayed into the air, as well as damaging all of our lungs. So I am all for protesting these kinds of things. Absolutely. I'm not sure the best way to do it. I know one way that works. If people would just send an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper to their favorite criminal and say, you're fired, on the back in real big letters, and just put their address on the front, you know, their home address, and send it to their homes, everybody in the family will see these things coming in, and maybe they'll say, I don't know what these guys are talking about, but whatever it is, they're pretty serious about it, maybe we should stop doing it. But what is it? Well, let's stop doing everything, because I think these people are pretty frosted with us. And that's what happened in the Commonwealth of Virginia, when they wanted to put a five-state dump on top of an aquifer in the black section of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And the people there stopped it. Nothing worked. Nothing worked until they started protesting by sending these non-return address 8.5 by 11 pieces of white paper to the homes of the criminals who wanted to put a dump in the county. And in the Commonwealth of Virginia, trash is considered interstate commerce, and you can't prevent interstate commerce. Oh yes, trash is valuable. It is so valuable that a company can say, I'll tell you what, you want to put your trash on my property? No problem. What we need to do is charge you for it. So we'll weigh your truck on the way in, loaded with trash, and then we'll weigh it on the way out, we'll make a subtraction, and we'll figure out how much trash you dumped here, and we'll charge you by, you know, the pound. That's how valuable trash is. And then what happens is these corporations invade the county government, and they bribe the key county people, and they say, look, we're thinking that, you know, you got to get rid of your trash anyway, and we have a really good way of doing it. We have these earth excavation machines. We scoop out the earth, we bury the trash, and we cover it up, and you know, we charge for it, but we give you a piece of the action. And if you help us get this to pass through your county government, we will pay you off. We'll give you a bribe, and nobody will know. I believe that's how it happens. And so the county government, you know, the key people get bribed. Then the county people, we'll call them the village, they get, hey, we're going to get you some canine dogs for the police department. We're going to build a swimming pool for you. And when we cover this big heap of methane-producing trash, we cover that up, we'll build you a ball field on top of it. And that's how it happens. So instead of reducing and reusing, we just keep making more and bury it. So we have Mount Trashmores, or Mount Trashmore and More and Mores, all over the country. And I'm sure you have them too in Australia. It's got to stop. And the way we stop it is by protesting and getting the key people aware of it, because they get these letters that are 8.5 by 11. They have no idea where they're coming from, but they say you're fired. Or in the case of this county in the Commonwealth of Virginia, there were a bunch of key people in the county who were supporting. They're called county supervisors. And those, that's the elected government representative, alleged representatives. And they got letters to their homes and their businesses and to their official county offices that said, let's say the guy's name was Joe Dokes. The letter would go to Joe Dump Dokes, his home address. Nothing on the inside, it's just an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. First class stamp on it. And on the back it said, you're fired. Red ink, blue ink, green ink, pencil, crayon, mailed from all kinds of post office mailboxes. You know, those where you can just put your mail in it, and they're blue in this country. And you just put your mail in it, and then the postal carrier comes and picks it up once a day. So nobody knew where they came from. And literally, the criminals of this particular county in the Commonwealth of Virginia were literally shaking. They were holding these letters. I saw it. I was there when one of them approached me. Literally, his hands were shaking like he had the DTs, saying, where are these, who's doing this? Where are they coming from? I didn't have the heart to tell them where they came from. But that's how it's done. And when these guys, see, it's not new tactics. It's the same tactics that they use. When a police car pulls you over, it's not just one. It's two, three, four, plenty of lights, blinding lights, sirens. I mean, you are the spectacle when you get pulled over by the police. And so they gang up on you. And what this is, it's just a simple ganging up on the criminals. That's all this is. No violence. No threats. It's just you're fired. And the last thing they want is to lose this status that they have. They don't want to lose the potential future bribes, the payoffs. They don't want to lose that. They don't want to lose the position of power. And they certainly don't want to go to jail. Because if they go to jail, they'll get to learn what it's like to be raped and beat up. And no one's going to help them. They don't want that. So they're terrified of losing that. So when they get these letters, it's like their worst fear, or second worst fear. The worst fear would be going to prison. So I just want to share that with you, Gwyneth. Any comments?
Yeah, I think that you're right. The thing is, if you can get a whole community motivated to stand up against these people, then that is really, really, really good. And you actually can bring them down. You can put them out of office. People have been put out of office before by these sorts of protests. But it requires, a certain proportion of the population to all stand up and do something together and to just not be intimidated. The thing is, in Australia at the moment, about 80% of the people out there really genuinely born hate the government, okay? That's about 8 out of 10 people. But they're cowed. They're frightened of what will happen to them. They're frightened that they might lose their job, that, people won't want to be their friends anymore, that, you know, they'll lose certain favors. Maybe they'll get the blue team show off at their door. Maybe they'll get arrested. This is the problem that we have here in Australia. And this is when I say, I think I wrote in the email to you earlier, when you get that sort of a situation where the people are disarmed and they are cowed and nobody wants to stand up, nobody wants to organize, and if they do organize, it's for something stupid like carbon emissions. There's so many other important things. We've got partial birth abortion in this state at 9 months old. A full-term baby can be killed. They've got what they're calling post-birth abortion, which means that the babies are kept alive in a crib and they're executed to order and eviscerated alive, and then they're, you know, for organ transplants, and then their little baby bodies are used to heat the hospitals. That's happening here in Victoria, and it's been happening since the 1970s and 1980s, because my husband used to work in a hospital where it was happening. That hospital has since been demolished, but if it was happening in one hospital in the state, it's been happening in other hospitals, I'm sure. So, but, you know, it's just sort of like, you've got to think to yourself before you. I'm in favour of protest. If the protest has a chance of succeeding, you know, without people getting locked up and the key thrown away, basically. If you can get a protest organised, there is always that risk with a protest. There is always the risk of getting arrested, and that's a risk that you sometimes have to take. But you've got to, you know, it's a thing of, if you've got just one of you, okay, then to go out and protest on a particular issue, especially something that is going to generate a lot of animosity against you individually, there's a big chance that you're going to be arrested and things are not going to go well for you. But that's why I think that idea that you had was absolutely golden, of just sending out forms saying you're fired.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Gwyneth, you're talking about something that I've seen up close, talking about protests. And let me tell you about two of our instructors, actually three of them. One of our instructors, a man named Aaron Brummett. He, B-R-U-M-M-I-T-T, Aaron Brummett. He is a street preacher and a USA Prepares instructor. His church is called the Lighthouse Anabaptist Church in Springfield, Missouri. He has been arrested many times, hauled off in handcuffs, put in a paddy wagon, and for preaching on the street, you know, praise the Lord, Bible thumping preaching. And businesses have called the police on him, and the police come in mass, plenty of them, not just one. And this is an unarmed preacher. No guns, no rifles, no sharp instruments, just preaching on the street. And then businesses call the blue team, and then the blue team comes in mass, and they throw them in a paddy wagon, and they arrest them for not hate speech, not violent speech, just simply talking about the Lord on the sidewalk in Springfield. Another one of our instructors, a guy named D. Wampler, W-A-M-P-L-E-R, D-E-E, first name, W-A-M-P-L-E-R, pretty famous attorney. He's another USA Prepares instructor. And he represented Aaron Brummett. And he got the tickets, the fines, and so forth set aside. As long as Aaron Brummett agrees to not use sound amplification greater than 75 decibels. And he'll stay at least 125 feet away from the Park Central Square when preaching, when an event in the city where the city permit is taking place. So they don't want him preaching while there's a some other event with a permit going on in the park. And that he won't preach more than for 90 minutes at a time once a week. So that's what happened to our street preacher instructor. And I'll see if I can get him back on the air to talk about this. But if you want to look it up and see what I'm talking about, look up, just go to any search engine, type in Aaron Brummett, and arrest. A-A-R-O-N, Aaron Brummett, B-R-U-M-M-I-T-T. Okay? You'll find it. There's plenty of articles, and you'll see a picture of him. He's a handsome guy. He's not imposing. He's just a good-looking guy. He feels he has a calling to spread the word as he sees it, and yet he gets in lots of trouble for doing it. So what I'm saying is you can be a one-man or a one-woman protest, and you can be arrested regularly and often. Okay? Or you can join a crowd or try to, and it's generally tough to have a protest because people will say to you, like if you were going to lead a protest, yeah, I'm with you, I'm with you, and then you turn around and there's nobody behind you. Okay? That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how they're doing it with these young people in Melbourne, Australia, but that's what happens a lot. People just are afraid. And then, so let me just put the final exclamation point on this. So during World War II, the concentration camps killed a lot of people. I don't believe the number is exactly right as reported, but that's my belief. I believe a lot were killed, but not necessarily the number that was reported. Well, there were people who didn't have weapons, meaning those who were rounded up for staying or execution in the concentration camp. But the guards, the Nazi guards, they were armed with K98K rifles, 8mm rifles, kind of like a .30-06, kind of like a .308, kind of like a .303 Enfield, bolt action. About 20 guards and a couple thousand prisoners. The prisoners did not charge the guards and try to kill them. And I have no idea why. Because if I were there, 20 minutes after getting there, I would try to get people. I'd say, look, tell you what, looks like a lot of us are going to get killed. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to charge the gates and we are going to rip these guards apart. A bunch of us are going to get shot and killed, but all of the guards are going to get killed.
We're all going to die anyway.
Yeah, but all the guards are going to die and a bunch of us are going to get out. That's what I would be doing. I mean, I think that's a reasonable thing to do, but they don't do that. And that's what you were talking about, the fear that's preventing people from speaking up. And I think that people who don't speak up are a bunch of pansies and have zero respect for them. Zero.
Yep. Now, I've spoken up in the past.
I'm sure you have. You're one of the toughest people I know. You are. I'll tell you what, let's talk more. I know, and it's painful.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's torture.
It is. Yeah.
Let's talk more about this when we come back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Gwyneth Isaacs, live.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.